Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, guys.
Listen up, guys.
I don't want mean to be here. Too intense, but before we get into this crazy cinephiles fucking episode, we've got something coming out, right? We can't really give too much away, although we've probably... Actually, if you watch our YouTube, you probably have figured it out,
We got a drinking game.
Oh my fucking
out,
God, she just fucking said it.
I'm just going to tell you.
What a crazy cat, hey?
So, just stay tuned, guys.
You've got about a week left at this point.
We've been working on this drinking game for so fucking long.
Sick.
And
I'm sorry.
It is honestly, like, it's going to take all the pre to the next level. It's like, there's 250 cards. Oh, it's like a massive drinking game.
It's such a huge fat pile of fucking cards.
And it is so, like, we've been playing it every weekend, like, in secret, like, not telling you guys about it. It is so good. There's
literally,
like, different categories. There's like say it or shot it
literally
things.
Also, like, one of the most important things to us is that they looked sexy.
Oh, they look fucking
beautiful. They are fucking beautiful.
This packaging is
like, oh, you're gonna want them out on the table.
Oh,
very
God,
aesthetic.
Absolutely.
They're honestly the sexiest packaging.
And we on like the cards, they're super unique. Like,
so unique.
We have worked on this for so long. So we don't want to say anymore, even though Bae just told you everything.
Yeah,
but stay tuned. Keep an eye out on the Girls Bathroom Instagram.
Yes,
because
crazy things
you will
is happening
not
want
to miss out. You need these cards for your summer. Do you hear
me?
Yeah,
you do. You actually
they're
do.
Fucking amazing.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay.
So stay tuned, guys, and enjoy the episode.
Love ya. Don't let it get the best of you.
Hi, guys.
Well, can you believe it?
Hi, energy people.
It's
how
Wednesday
are we?
Once more.
The Wednesdays roll around so fast. So, I love it.
Honestly, I blink.
And it's Wednesday again. Wednesday is a solid day of the week.
It's
a nice little midway point. You know, Thursday, Friday night's on the horizon,
right.
You know.
And I feel like
Monday's a distant memory.
What's the word people use for the Wednesday?
Hump day.
Hump day. People don't like Wednesdays, do they? Because it's like, it's not Monday.
It's neither here nor there.
But it's not like, because Thursday, when it's Thursday, it's like Friday tomorrow.
Right.
Right? And when it's
right.
Friday, it's Friday.
Right.
And Monday is like, I think I hate Mondays. I think Mondays are my least favourite.
I don't mind a Monday.
I don't mind a Monday, but if I've had a really good weekend, then
right.
I'm a little sad.
Me too.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if I've had the best weekend of my life and then it's Monday and I'm just
it's a bit depressing.
I'm like, okay, it's let's smash another week.
Right, and get
but
to the weekend again.
Generally, what's your favourite day of the week?
I enjoy... Fridays are a classic.
Yeah, because...
I really enjoy, like, doing things on Friday night.
Because then you're just getting ready
because
for the weekend.
Then I'm having an amazing Friday night and then I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, I've still got 2 days of fun.
Absolutely.
Whereas if you do something on Saturday night, you wake up and it's Sunday.
Yes.
I feel like the weekend feels so much longer when I have plans on a Friday night.
It's almost better to have more... Yeah, exactly. Because then your Friday goes quicker because you've got to get ready. You've got
right.
plans on Friday.
You're
tonight.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I don't mind Mondays. I feel like
I don't mind Mondays.
You know, when it's like if you want to be really productive, if you're in that productive mood, I don't mind a Monday.
Then it's good because I've got the whole week of productivity
right.
if you have a really good Monday.
Yeah.
I think my favourite day of the week is, I like Sundays.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like a lie-in.
A coffee.
Making acai bowl, just relaxing, staying in bed all morning.
Wow.
That is my shit there, right?
She
there.
Loves it. And she lives for it.
Wednesdays we quite like these days because it's podcast day.
I love a Wednesday. Yeah. Wednesday's one of my favorite days of the week. It really is.
Because is it Wednesday today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's podcast day.
We're recording this today, and you're listening to a new one on a Wednesday.
Yeah. It's a good time.
It's not too bad. We've improved our Wednesdays significantly.
Yeah, we have.
So you're welcome. You're welcome. All right. You're fucking
thanks
welcome.
Us later.
All right. Baby.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Question of the week.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a girl talk this week.
It's girl talk.
And it's quite an interesting, we've not ever talked about this before. Not that it's like something that definitely needs to be discussed.
Not scandalous.
But this is actually interesting. The question is, would you move in with a sibling in adult life? So before we say about what we'd do, it's literally 50-50.
Bang the poll, on.
It's like 43 and 52. It's basically 50-50.
What's the majority? The slight majority?
The slight majority is defo not, but only by like 20 votes. So I'm saying it's 50-50.
So it's 50-50.
Oh, look, it's 48 to 52. Like, there's barely anything in that. In it. So,
but the slight majority is saying no, you would not move in with a sibling in adult life.
The slight majority is saying no. Thing is...
What would you do?
I think... I wouldn't. Now, the thing is, I loved it when I could move. When I lived with Lydia at home, my sister, I've got two sisters, but Lydia's the main concern here. She would steal my clothes, disgusting, like too much.
Mm.
I don't like people going into my bedroom rummaging.
Mm.
And the vision of her just rummaging through my shit and stealing it, thieving, and putting it on her body.
Mm.
Infuriates me. But then I can't complain because I would do the same. But not to the extent she, like, you know, if she had something new, I'd be like, well, you fucking stole my, I'm gonna wear that. You know?
So would you want to live with her in adult life? If she said to you, like, you know, like, oh, like, I really want us to move in together, like, why wouldn't you move in with me? Would you do it?
I think I'd be like, I think I wouldn't mind it. If she was in a time of need and needed to move in with me or something, I'd help her out.
Right.
But
not going to go to her and say, let's move in together.
No. If she is financially able and everything other able to live on her own or live elsewhere, I'm making sure she's living elsewhere and not with me.
Right.
Because I need my... I love my sister, but sometimes
need
I like
your own
my
space.
Own space.
Would I live with a sibling?
Well, you've only got one sibling.
Yeah, I know.
So
would I live with my brother?
Choose that.
I would not mind living with my... Well, the thing is, my brother is very chilled. Like, thing about brother and sister relationships, very different to sister-sister. Like, I've never thought about my brother going into my room, rummaging around my clothes.
You're very lucky and blessed.
Our stuff is just so separate. So I wouldn't mind it. Like, yeah, like, I enjoy living by myself. I can't see that situation ever like arising.
Yeah.
But if for whatever reason I'd be like, yeah, you can move in with me if you
for
want.
Sure.
Like, yeah, come
it's
hang
like,
out.
It's like Kim Kardashian moving back in with Chris.
Yeah.
With the kids.
Yeah.
It's almost like a time of need.
Yeah.
Right.
But if the choice was to live separate, I'm gonna live separate.
So, me too, because I'll enjoy seeing you when I wanna see you.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying, Lydia, all right, to that one.
But this is our first dilemma.
Right.
One of you has asked us, should I move in with my sister?
To be fair, the thing is with siblings is they know you through and through. Like, it's not like a friend. Like, you can be honest with your siblings. Like, I can tell Lydia straight up what's going on, what I'm not enjoying about what she's doing, what she needs to change. You know what I mean? I feel like sometimes with friends, it's hard to cross that boundary and you get scared.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas with Lydia, like, I can say whatever the fuck and I can put her in her place.
Well, this
girl
says,
she can do the same to me.
I'm a 22-year-old, soon-to-be graduate, who besides facing your usual graduate anxiety, is now presented with the question of what next?
Right.
So I'm currently living and working in my uni city. I live by myself in a small studio and I'm now looking for something bigger.
Right.
However, of course, with a bigger place comes more expensive. So
you need a flatmate.
I work full time, so technically I could afford it.
Yeah.
However, now that I am somewhat an adult and apparently I have to pay council tax.
Ew,
yeah,
God,
you
yeah,
do. But you get 25% discount if you live by yourself.
Wow.
I'm questioning if the desire for my own space is worth the extra expenses.
Right.
I know it has to be, as I can't see myself moving back home.
Yeah.
And I would not want to live with strangers or friends. I lived in a student house with six girls in my second year of uni, which scarred me for life and put me completely off living with anyone, right? Yeah. So I've now been living alone for 2 years and I really value the importance of my own space.
Yeah.
However, my sister, who is 24, has asked if I would consider moving in with her if I moved back home. She currently lives in her uni city after graduating a year ago, and she's now considering moving closer to home and has asked me if I'd like to live with her so they could share the expenses, etc. It'd be cheaper for them both. So I know this would make sense, but I can't help but fear the effect living together may have on our relationship.
Ooh.
We haven't lived together for 4 years now, and I hate to admit it, but the distance has strengthened our relationship.
Right.
I'm terrified of having such deteriorate. Of course, arguments are inevitable, but we used to argue quite a lot and go months without speaking to each other, which would affect me like mad.
Right.
I know moving in together is for the best and can be cheaper. You know, we're both older now, we've matured, we've grown up.
So,
should I move in with my sister? I love her to bits, of course. We FaceTime every day, we go on nights out together, but would all this change if we lived together? Should I give it a try or should I just not even entertain it?
I see the concern.
I see the concern as well.
I really do see the concern, but it's been 4 years. That's a long freaking time, I think.
But also, like, I think you and your sister sound like you have a bit of a turbulent relationship.
Me too.
Because if you're having arguments, which, like, all siblings argue all the time.
For sure.
But I don't think that all siblings argue to the point where they don't speak for months about it.
Because I feel like
it's common, but not everyone.
The thing is, when siblings argue, it's kind of like...
You get over it in 2 minutes.
30 minutes goes by and I'm like, do you want to go out and go to Starbucks?
Right.
You know, when it's like normal again and it's like that.
You're not holding on to it for months.
Maybe you're just both stubborn and like one of you can't just like release, you know what I mean, kind of thing? Because I feel like I'm the less stubborn one between me and Lydia.
For sure.
So I could be like, come on, you stupid idiot. Like, shut
up. Let's just get over it.
Whereas I don't know if she'd be... But then thinking like, it's been 4 years since you've been that turbulent. That's what I'm saying. I feel like you're older. You're matured. You've both experienced living, you know, with other females. You didn't enjoy it. It's your sister. You know each other through and through. Like, you're going to be able to settle back into living together. And as long as you're mature and set boundaries and like talk about things like in an adult way when like problems arise, I feel like... It's a good, like, it's your sister. And then when you're older, when you're like in your 50s, you'll be able to tell your kids,
had a good time.
You know, me and your Auntie Sylvie, we lived together for a while. It was a good time. You know what I mean?
I would say don't do it, to be honest.
Would you?
Yeah. I just think, what's the point? Like, like you've said.
Just for a year.
But like you said, you can afford to live by yourself. You don't need to move in with someone. Right. You've got a full-time job.
Right.
Like you said, your relationship has been stronger since you don't live together.
Right.
You still FaceTime every day. You go on nights out together. Right. You sound like your relationship's in a really healthy place.
Right.
So I think, why, if it's not broke, why are we trying to fix it?
Right.
Like, why are we, if you can live by yourself, unless you have a really strong desire that, I'd love to experience living with you my adult life. We'd have such a good time, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Why would you do it? You can live by yourself if you need to. Sister can come round. You can go and visit. If you don't have to do it, you can afford to live by yourself. You like living by yourself. I would say live by yourself.
Or you just try it out for a year. Be like, okay, it'll be a year lease. You know, you're my sister. We can both save a little bit of money for a year. Like, what is the worst that can go wrong here?
The thing that's going to happen is you're going to clash and you're going to argue and the relationship's going to crumble.
Right. But it's like, are you just overthinking that? You're just thinking, blah, blah, blah. Like, she's your sister. Like, it's your sister. I don't believe there's anything that can happen between the two of you that will mean you never speak again. Like, just get over it. Like, what? You're going to argue about clothes? Yeah, probably. About jewelry going missing and like hair straighteners and shit like that. That's normal. Like, where's my fucking translucent powder, you fucking bitch? I knew you fucking took it with you that fucking night. That's me and Lydia, that is. Where the fuck is my new fucking bronzer, you fucking bitch? And she's shouting at me. But as long as...
I just can't relate to these sibling problems at all.
Like, the thing is, oh my God. But it never gets physical. No. Physical is like...
That's extreme.
If me and Lydia ever get physical...
I'd love to witness that.
Like, I feel like it's only ever got to, like, pushing and, like, maybe, like, Maybe it will be like, so what it would have been, I'm just trying to think wherever a time it's got physical between me and Lydia.
See, me and my brother used to get physical, but that was in childhood.
That's like playful.
No, yeah. Well, when we'd argue, we'd like fight each other. But that's more brother-sister yeah, childhood. What the fuck? Not now.
Right, boxing gloves on.
No, well, we were because he's a boy.
Yeah, of course.
And I wanted to be like Tom him, boy. So I was like, yeah, let's fight. Yeah.
Mm. Me and Lydia would only get physical, say like if I wanted to come into her room or, you know,
right,
what
you're trying
Lydia
to shove the
gets,
door open.
Yeah, you know what Lydia gets really angry about is when people in a room and she doesn't want them in her room.
Yeah.
But I want
to
be in
I
her
can
room.
Relate to that.
I want to be in her room and I want to hang out with her in her
she's
room.
Like,
but
get
she's
out.
Like, get the fuck out of my fucking room. That's when it'll get physical.
Right.
Maybe if you grab in, pull in. Lydia can
so
scratch
good luck
as well.
If you move in with your sister, good luck.
Look, I say go for it. Like, she's your fucking sister. Like, I'd do it with Lydia. I'd be like, okay, bitch, we've got a year. But don't you physically fight me.
Don't you dare.
Definitely don't kill me in my sleep. Right. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Right. So this might be a long one, but please bear with me. Don't worry,
this
guys.
This is a
We've
sticky
got
dilemma.
All the time
just
in the world.
Listen.
So in my circle of girlfriends, there is me, girl one and girl two. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's call girl one.
No, she refers to them as girl one and girl two. It's quite easy to
okay.
follow.
So girl one and girl two, it's like thing one and thing two, isn't it?
It is,
what film's
yeah.
that?
Dr. Seuss vibes.
What film's that?
Cat in the Hat, is it?
Cat in the Hat.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Thing one and thing two is not Cat in the Hat.
Yes, it is Cat
is
in
it?
The Hat.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, when we're in Hula, Whoville.
Mm.
Yeah?
No, Whoville's The Grinch.
Oh, isn't it both Whoville? Because it's both Dr. Seuss.
Oh, yeah, they're all in Whoville,
yeah, because they're
they?
All Hooves.
Yeah.
What are they called? Hoovy.
Who's? Who? Who's?
What's the... The girl called the
Mary.
The nose?
Mary.
Are they called Who's?
Whoville.
I feel
yeah.
like we've got that wrong.
The Who's in Whoville.
The Who's in Whoville.
Mm, something like that.
And they're all in. It's Cat in the Hat and the Grinch are all Who's.
Right. And Green Eggs and Ham. They're all in the Whoville.
Green Eggs and Ham because it's all Dr. Seuss.
And the Lorax. His... They're all in Whoville.
Is that,
are they?
It's the Lorax. I don't think of the Lorax is Whoville.
They're not Dr. Seuss.
Well, it is Dr. Seuss, is it not?
I don't know.
Oh fucking hell! Jesus Christ.
Anyway.
Oh, I used to love Green Eggs and Ham.
So did I.
I like my green... What a weird bug.
Who is Dr. Seuss?
He's the author.
I know, but I'd like to get a visual on Dr. Seuss.
Should I just quickly... Are we going off track
Yeah,
here?
We're going off track, but...
Yeah, like,
we'll
do you think... His name is probably not Dr. Seuss.
No, I don't think
it's probably
it
just like Ben Howard, you know?
Mm.
And he's just like, I'll call myself Dr. Seuss. He's definitely not a doctor.
I bet he's a millionaire, right?
Oh, billionaire, potentially. Mm. Dr. Seuss is worldwide, is
worldwide,
it not?
Worldwide, yeah.
Multiple languages, translated films.
Mm.
Think of those films. Don't you get a percentage of the film stuff if
oh,
you're the
I
author?
Think you get quite a lot.
Absolutely. Maybe he had an input in the films as well.
Sure he did. I'm sure he directed.
Well, yeah, because if I wrote a book and I pour my heart and soul into this book,
yeah.
and someone was going to make a film of it, I'd be like, I have to be 1,000%, 1,000,000% involved because
absolutely.
You cannot shit on my book
right.
and create a shit film.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sorry. That would be so good, imagine.
Would
like,
be, yeah.
your book
Wants
is
to be
in Hollywood
film.
And you've got to cast it, but get help casting it.
Yeah.
That'd be so fun. Oh.
Maybe we should write a book.
Maybe we should. So in my circle of girlfriends, there is me, girl one and girl two.
Got it.
Girl one is my absolute bestie. It's almost like us. We were like best friends and then wasn't there a tag along?
There was a third member,
yeah.
briefly. Well, no, she was there for a while.
No, she was there for a while.
Yeah.
yeah. Mm. Isn't that weird
well,
how friendships...
she veered off and then we kind
yeah.
of veered off and...
Remember when... Do you remember that one time?
What did she do?
Remember that one time where...
yeah.
Did yeah. sit with us at lunch one time. I thought, oh my gosh, she sat over there with those.
Mm.
Do you remember that?
She didn't come and sit with us.
And
yeah.
we were like...
That was a turning point.
And we were like, that's it. We can't trust her.
And I remember we sat there and we said, well, it's just the two of us now then.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that
laughed.
Was it.
We cackled like evil bit. We're like,
yeah.
Well. The two bitches are left. That's that TikTok, isn't it?
It is.
Look at this. The two bitches, bitches are left. That was literally the moment we had. Right. So girl one is my absolute bestie.
Mm-hmm.
We see each other multiple times a week and normally check in over text daily.
Wow.
No other description needed. A true bestie. I don't know what I'd do without her. Got it.
Love that.
Girl one, we love.
Maid of honor vibes.
Absolutely. Godmother vibes.
No. Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah, absolutely. Like we'd be caught, like if I had a child.
Auntie.
Auntie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Girl two. Is still a best friend. Oh.
Oh.
We don't see or speak to each other quite so regularly, but I love her all the same.
Okay.
It's just not quite the same bond as girl one.
Mm-hmm.
We are all 22, if this helps.
Brilliant.
Does great
help,
for
yeah.
context. I love, thank you for the context.
I love
seeing
the
age.
Ages. So she's our age.
So you're our age. Fascinating. Ting. Ooh. Sorry. Hiccup.
Oh
okay, so brilliant. We've established the background.
Why has it taken us
Sorry,
so long to fucking
I'm just
read this email?
I'm making sure everyone follows. Is everyone following?
Yeah.
Okay. 2 years ago, girl one, so her bestie, split with her boyfriend of 3 years. Okay.
All right.
So 2 years ago, quite a while.
Mm.
So we should be moving on from this. Even now, her and her ex are still on and off. Gosh, toxic vibes.
Wow.
However, this boy is literally the devil in a fuckboy form. Absolutely, I can imagine.
We know one of them.
He constantly cheats on her, gosh, and treats her with no respect. Respect is the most important thing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Like, if you've got no respect for me, what have we got? You just see me as what? It's so hard to watch as a friend. Oh, I can imagine. However.
Just fucking read it.
Sophia, don't fucking pressure me, bitch. I'm trying to get through it without stumbling over my words. However, basically, sorry, we're going off another tangent. But there's a guy in one of the other podcast rooms and he's reading a children's book. He's like, what did he say?
Well, on a one storm.
Yeah, he's like, well.
He's got like a very Disney voice.
We shall be diving in.
Yeah, anyway, this dilemma. This is a really good one.
It's when I went, however, I've tried everything to try and open her eyes to make her see she is worth so much more than him. But unfortunately, she's blinded by love. Oh, it's always the case. At this point, I just support her when she needs it. That's all you can do, if I'm honest, until they come to sense.
Support from the sidelines.
Okay. So that was about girl one. The big problem is that girl two approached me a few weeks ago after girl one split with her boyfriend 2 years ago now. And a long story short, girl two told me she had slept with girl one's ex. What a fucking minger.
It's getting
messy. That's Mingo.
Mingo. That's Mingo. She's Mingo. Where did that
come from? No, he's Mingo. And that they have both admitted they have feelings for each other. Oh, fuck off then. Go and live happily ever after then, please.
You carried your weight.
Yeah. He wanted to make a go of things, but she put a stop to it. She knew that everyone would say, including losing girl one as a friend.
So he wanted to get with girl two, right, but girl two was like, oh no, I can't really, because what are people going to say about me?
Well, obviously. Yeah. She laughed about the situation, which left me completely speechless. But yeah, where's the fucking remorse?
Empathy.
Where's the remorse for girl one?
That's the word.
I was so angry girl two had done this, and even more angry that she told me what had happened.
Right.
I met with her to explain the horrible situation she had put me in. I told her she must tell girl one, as she is our friend. It would break her heart if she found out through the grapevine. Absolutely. Yeah, you feel like your best friends are just betraying
1,000%.
You. Girl two assured me that no one else knew and that her and Devil Dick had made a pact that they won't tell anyone. Oh, I don't trust a word this man says. He's told all his mates.
Yeah.
He's told all his fucking little mates.
He's proud of it.
He's proud of it. Of course, I fucked both of them.
Yeah.
And I've fucked them both off. It makes my skin crawl thinking about it. And I think this is part of the reason I'm not as close to girl two as I used to be. No shit.
Sounds like it.
No shit.
Sherlock, yeah.
Fucking hell. She said, imagine sharing her, telling your secrets to girl two. Fucking hell. I wouldn't trust her with any kind of information.
Absolutely not. I'm sitting on a bad boy piece of information.
2 years on, nothing has ever come out about this.
Right.
That is a dirty secret to be holding for 2 years.
That's heavy.
Why do I feel
every
heavy?
Every time you guys go on a night out, do you not fucking stress?
You know when someone is drunk, do you not get stressed
that someone's going to start chatting?
Oh my God. I would be.
Oh my God.
I'd have to tell her. I'm surprised you've not told her, if I'm honest.
So
I'm surprised you've not told girl one.
So am I.
Because I feel like she deserves to know.
Keep going.
That's like me keep... Yeah, all right.
We'll talk about it at the end.
It seems like this secret has the potential to stay buried. Oh my God, this is so scary. It's like you're like, you killed someone to stay buried. Has anyone found the body yet? No, it's still buried in the graveyard.
Still buried in the graveyard.
But when I think about it, it eats me up, as I know how hurt I'd be if the shoe was on the other foot. Absolutely. And we all know the truth always comes out eventually.
This is like a thriller.
A fucking movie. Any advice on this sticky situation?
Two years later,
do you think this is something I should broach, but run the risk of losing both friends? Yeah,
right.
Because girl two will be so pissed.
Girl one's going to be like, "You've not told me this
for two years."
Like, I can't
and then
trust
girl two's going to be like, "How the fuck? Why would you tell my dirty secret from 2 years ago?"
Right.
You know? How can girl two live with herself anyway? So everyone's going to be angry. Girl one for not telling her till now, and girl two for outing her. Or do I stay out of it as I have been doing, since it's not me who's been directly involved? Any advice would be so appreciated.
Thing is, hindsight is a beautiful thing. And in hindsight, this is useless advice for you now, but in hindsight,
absolutely.
If anyone else is in this situation,
tell them her right
as
now.
Soon as girl two told you, "I've slept with girl one's ex,"
you go round.
You should have said to girl two, I'm going to give you 3 days.
Absolutely.
And if in 3 days' time you've not told her, I'm going to have to do it.
Because
so
you
in
can't
hindsight,
keep this format, yeah.
I feel like that's what we should do moving forward. But
I agree.
Hindsight is a beautiful thing. I understand why you've not said anything, because you're trying to be a friend to girl two.
Oh, absolutely.
Girl two's been like, look, no one's going to find out. No, we've made a pact.
Right.
No one knows. This is my secret. Don't tell anyone. And
absolutely.
You're thinking, oh, shit, like, should I, shan't I? And then here we are 2 years later. No one's still
right.
found out.
At the end of the day,
it's still a secret. And like, would it come out now, 2 years later?
I mean, it definitely could. At the end of the day, you're trying to protect... All you did was try to protect them both.
Yeah.
I don't want you to fucking let this eat you up inside. Because, you're not directly involved. You were caught between the two. Yes, in hindsight, you probably should have gone to girl one. But I know in the moment, it's probably like, I don't want to...
Emotions
fucking,
are high.
Emotions are high. You don't want to break girl one's heart.
Mm.
And girl two, you're thinking, look, we've got a pact. No one's going to find out. You're thinking... Yeah.
You are stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Literally. So I don't think you could have changed anything. This is what it was meant to be like.
Mm. And also just remember that, like, it's not your mistake.
Absolutely not.
You haven't done anything wrong, really.
And the thing is...
Don't let her mistake burden you, because it's not yours.
Right. The problem is now...
She's the one that's
fucked
up.
With, like, thinking whether you want to, like, tell girl one now, the longer a secret is kept, the worse it is.
The worse
so
it
now
is.
She's going to think, this is just where her mind's going to go, because this is where my mind would go.
Mm.
If someone told me a secret that was from 2 years ago that they hadn't told me until now, something as intense as that, you'd think, so for these past 2 years, have you even been my proper friend? Have you been lying the whole time? What else have you lied about? Are you...
And she's,
you know,
girl one is also going to think that your loyalties lie
right,
with girl
absolutely.
Two, because she's going to think, well, you've protected girl
absolutely.
Two, you've kept her secret.
That's
what about
where
me.
Your mind's going to go, because also she's not going to see that you were trying to protect her
in the moment. She will see months down the line, but when it all kicks, when shit hits the fan, she's not going to see that.
She's going to be like, why did you not fucking tell me? Because, you know. And the thing is...
What do you do then? Let's get to a solution here.
Right. Fuck. I mean, option one, let's just go for the options. Option one is you approach girl one, you say, look, you sit her down, you say, look, there's something which has been very heavy on my heart for the past couple of years.
Oh my God.
After that,
that's
like,
a big conversation.
That's a big conversation. But like, if it needs to be had for your own peace of mind, it needs to be had. Do you know what I mean? Because you can't live in this guilt. Obviously, girl two has got no fucking guilt. She's a freak. For some reason,
she's not bothered.
She's probably living her best life, not bothered at all.
Well, yeah, because she's thinking, thank fuck for that. No
she's
one's found
she's
out.
She's got away with it. But poor you, this is really weighing heavy on you. If you need to release it, you need to release it.
Mm.
You know? So option one, you set her down. Girl one, something's been weighing on me for 2 years and I finally found the courage to tell you. You know, explain yourself how you just explained it. I was caught between, you know, two of my best friends.
Mm.
On one hand, I had you, who I loved dearly, and I want you to be happy always. I never want to hurt your feelings.
I didn't want to tell you this. I knew it would upset you. I knew how you'd feel about
it. I don't want to see
it.
You in pain. I don't want to hurt you. I want to keep you happy all the
Ignorance
time.
Is bliss.
Absolutely, you can say these things. And then on the other hand, I had girl two, my other best friend, who was promising it was a mistake and that she didn't want to pursue things and, you know, and they had a pact and no one was going to find out. Both of them didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Mm.
So in the moment, I was caught between these two things and I decided to keep it a secret with girl two.
Mm. Or on the other hand, that's your one option. Option two is you don't say anything.
You don't
it's
say anything.
Not, you know, like you said, like the secrets stayed hush for two
right.
years. Would it ever come out? I don't know.
But like she says, the truth always comes out eventually.
It does
especially
come out
with
in the
things
end.
With like this. Like
yeah.
I'm thinking back to when we'd watched like Made in Chelsea and shit like that.
Oh, it always comes out.
It would always come out. Like, especially if you're around the same kinds of people.
You're in
Fair
the same
enough,
circle.
If you'd all moved on to different circles, but
different cities.
If you're different cities, absolutely. If you're associating yourself with all the same types of people who all know each other, then you run the risk.
You do, yeah.
So the thing is, if you keep it a secret, you are running the risk of it possibly coming out in 6 months' time, a year's
and
time,
then
a month's time.
It will backfire more
and
on
it will
you
look worse.
Because girl two will be like, well, she fucking knew. I told her.
Absolutely.
And then
she could have told
one
you.
One is going to be like, what? You knew about this whole time. You knew about this. So it's almost
it's
like
look worse.
Maybe what you should do is you should sit down with girl two
and tell her to tell
and
her.
Say, look, like, I know it's been 2 years. I know this is so out of the blue, but like, your secret is really eating away at me. So I feel like it's time for you. The dust has settled. It's time for you to tell Girl One, what you did 2 years ago,
and release
us both
from this.
Release me
from the shackles.
Right. And if you don't, then like you've got a week, maybe give her a week and say, if not, I'm going to have to do it because I can't keep living like this. And hopefully Girl Two steps up to the mark. And then hopefully Girl Two says, look, you know, she did know, but I swore her to secrecy.
Yes.
Like it was all very up in the air.
Yes.
And then, you know, you can be apologizing
Absolutely.
And this and that. And yeah, I would talk to Girl Two first because it is her secret to tell. Like you said, it's not really your business. You've just been caught in the crossfire.
It's unfortunate, yeah, because it's like, is it the girl code thing? It's like, if I knew Sophia had a boyfriend and he was cheating on her, I'd tell her immediately.
Well, absolutely. That's
like,
no question.
That's the girl code thing. So it's like you've broken girl code. You knew how her boyfriend
but
was.
But it's like if he was cheating on me with our third best friend and the third best friend
caught in
had
the
said to you,
well, you
don't say anything.
Well, you're throwing that other best friend under the bus.
Under the bus.
But she's done something shitty.
Mm.
I would like to think that I would tell you.
Right.
I think I would.
Right.
I'd be like, look, we all have to be honest here. What we're going to do, live in this weird
honesty
fucking...
is the best policy.
It is. Especially when it comes to that.
Mm.
But look,
go to girl two first.
If she's not being reasonable, look, I could see her being a bit weird and not unreasonable, not wanting
to tell.
Like,
why the fuck am I going
to
say something?
It's been two years.
Old news now.
Right.
We're going to bring it all up for no reason.
Right.
Like, why,
just
like,
gonna
dig it all up again? Like, which I do understand.
Because the reality is that girl one, she's going to be so hurt for months.
Yeah.
She's going to, and she's probably not going to be able to talk to you for a while. You know, it's going to be a long healing process. And that's
but
just
she
inevitable.
She will be able to forgive you because you've not done anything wrong. You weren't the one sleeping with her ex.
But her relationship with girl two is completely done and dusted.
Yeah, but you don't really like her that much anyway.
She sounds like a fucking shitty person anyway. Like, we don't need that in our life. Imagine your best friend sleep with your ex straight after. And then having feelings, basically he's got feelings for her. There must have been some, you know, something more to it. Do you know what I mean? Than what meets the eye.
I agree.
Probably wasn't just the one time as well. That's the thing.
Mm.
If he's in love with her, like he says, that's what gets big.
2 years ago, it's like old news now. But
the thing is, like, 2 years isn't even that long ago, especially because of COVID. Like,
true. The
you know
past
what I
year's
mean?
Been a blur.
The past year's been such a blur. I can't even believe it's been a year. Mm. You know.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Baby. Moving on to good vibes, guys. This is a really nice little story.
Yeah, hit
so,
us with some happiness.
I met my best friends on Bumble BFF.
That is so cute.
Just
I knew
a
that
little
existed.
Story time. So, hey, I'm 20 years old, and around a month ago, I was feeling really shit because I only had like two friends, even
Aww.
Though I'm at uni.
Aww.
I had no idea how to meet or make friends, and because of COVID, it made it 10 times harder.
Oh,
I'm sure
absolutely.
Many people feel the same. For sure, I can't get
totally.
Rid of this bitch. I only want some new friends.
Oh, fuck.
So I ended up getting this app, Bumble, which I thought was just a dating app, but it turns out it has
yes.
a BFF version.
Yes.
So it's like Tinder, but for friends. I wasn't sure what would come of it. And to be honest, I felt like a bit of a weirdo getting it, but I thought, oh, well, it's my chance of finding some new friends.
The thing is, you've got nothing to lose with
Absolutely.
These types of things.
So I got talking to a few people who had similar interests to me and
Aww.
Got on really well with this girl.
Aww.
We started messaging on Insta,
Aww.
And she asked if I wanted to meet her the same day.
Aww.
So I was so nervous, but just said yes because I need to get out of my comfort
Aww,
zone.
It's like a date.
That night, went for drinks and we had so much fun.
Aww.
Whilst we were out, we decided we wanted to try and get a group of girls together from Bumble because how cute would that be?
Aww.
So we were both showing each other girls we'd been talking to and thought we'd get on with, and we made a group chat with five girls,
Aww.
Including us, so three others.
Why am I getting teary?
We all met up the other night and it was genuinely amazing.
Aww.
All these girls are so similar to me and so nice. I love them already, and we will be planning way more things things to do. They were all saying how nervous they were before going out.
Don't.
But we were all so glad we met in the end. How nice is this?
Don't.
All of my other friends, I love them, but we don't have as much in common as I do with these new girls. I'm a very creative person. All my other friends are more academic. These girls are arty, love tattoos, piercing, dyeing their hair, blah, blah, blah. I feel so comfortable around them. I feel like I can be my full self and relate to them. Girls, this is your sign to get Bumble BFF and meet people in your area. You never know what could come of it. Get out of your comfort zone and ask people to meet. Feeling so happy right now. Genuine friendships come out of Bumble because other girls want friends just like you. So there'll be a lot of effort there.
I feel so happy.
Guys, I really want, like, you should. We should try it. We should get on
the
there.
The thing is, like, you've got nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
Because you obviously are going to put your interests in, like, whether you like K-pop or you like watching, I don't know, Trisha Paytas' vlogs, or you're into The Office, or you're into, you know,
Friends.
Art, music, different types of music. And
the thing is, it's almost like the first day of school where everyone's in the same boat and everyone wants to make friends.
The
girls on there, they also want to make friends.
Exactly.
So you're all there. It's not like you're reaching out to them being like, hi, do you want to be my friend?
And that's what you've got to remember.
The same thing.
Exactly.
Right.
When you're nervous, it's like, no, we're all on here for one common
denominator,
and goal,
right?
And it's to make fucking friends, and like, it's as simple as that.
Yeah,
it's like when you go on a dating app to go on a date. Why are you being nervous? No, this person wants to meet you.
Right.
It's like the same with this friend thing. You both want to meet and you want to form a friendship.
Yeah.
It's like when you go on a date.
You both want the same thing.
You both want to meet and have a good time and
right.
form a relationship and have a, you know, a connection, form a connection in some sort of way. That is so. You know what always makes me like, it's so cute when it's like, all girls meet, or guys and girls, say they like run fan pages for like BTS, or like they run specific fan pages for like a person, and then all the fan pages like meet, because they're all obviously all friends on like Instagram, and then they finally all meet for like a concert, and then they're all like best friends in real life as well as on
I love
that
it.
Always. I remember, do you remember back in the day when we were like Cody Simpson stans?
Oh, absolutely.
And there would be all the fan pages, and I remember, wasn't there that those, this is taking us way back, there was that one specific girl who went to every single concert. She'd always meet Cody and we were so jealous. She had like bare followers on Instagram.
Oh my gosh.
Do you remember her? In California, she'd always go and meet Ali and go to every single concert. Do you fucking remember her? Oh my God. So, and I used to be so jealous of this girl because she'd go to every single concert in America.
Oh my God, she was a diehard.
And she would meet and greet every time. All the Cody fans followed her.
How much money did she have for these meetings?
A lot. I think she was very well off.
Wow.
And then, but yeah, from that, she'd make other friends with other Cody fan accounts.
So
and
nice.
And she was like, meeting with my besties, like this other Cody fan account. I was like, she's so cute.
So Bumble got, BFF, guys.
Because you've
knew?
All got this one common interest.
That is such a
so
nice
cute.
Success story. I'm so happy for you.
Me too. It just shows, look, we can make friends at any age.
Right.
Any age. Like,
and like, the app is there to use it.
Exactly. This
like,
is technology.
We
like, we should be using it. Like, we're not going to go into a library and try and find mates, innit? Let's get on Bumble BFF. Fuck it, it sounds like an ad.
It does.
Get on Bumble BFF.
BFF.
Go to the App Store now.
Swipe up
Android,
to download.
Android and iPhone.
Available on the App Store.
Download it now. Wedding.
Outfit.
Oh, I want to go to a fucking wedding.
So do I.
I want to go to a wedding in Ibiza. I want to wear a flowy. In Zara, they've got all these gorgeous, like, flowy. You know, like, I can't wait to be pregnant. Oh, and just, like, have a huge bump. Wear this huge maxi dress, like,
ginormous.
Down to the floor. Just kind of waddling around.
Swaying from side to side.
Swaying from side to side. Just kind of holding my back up.
Yeah, holding my belly.
Just huge. But I'm in this beautiful blowy.
Nice sliders.
Flowy dress.
Comfy shoes.
Oh.
Nice jewellery, golden skin.
Got 10 years to a pregnant, guys, but we're just getting excited now.
Yeah, we've got a while.
I'm not going to get pregnant until late, like mid to late 30s. What, just literally get pregnant next year? What the fuck?
Shit. The baby files.
Oh my God, don't. It's gone off. Imagine, guys, I'm pregnant. Touch wood. Sorry, I'm getting very, just everyone touch wood.
I'm on my period, I'm not pregnant.
Yeah, we're not, no one's getting pregnant here. Touching wood, don't worry. Okay, hi, girls.
Hi.
I'm a big fan of you two. You're both such an amazing style. Wow, I'm very flattered. I always get flattered when people say we've got nice style.
Absolutely.
I really like that
compliment.
Because I look at other girls and go, wow, her style is impeccable. And I'm like, oh, I could never be like that. But when people compliment our style, I'm like, that's...
So flattering.
I love that compliment.
Me too. It's one of my faves.
So my issue is, I'm going to a wedding next month. Oh,
lovely.
Am I so jealous? But I have no idea what to wear. Now, I'm not a girly girl. and don't like long dresses, but don't want to wear a short one and look like I'm off, out, out. Got you.
Don't want to look too club but vibes.
Absolutely. I mean, you could do a short dress. It's just going to have to work on the style there. Mm. What would you girls wear instead, as well as options for shoes? Ooh. Thanks, girls. You're smashing it. Keep doing it. You're so sweet. Thank you.
Right. Okay, so what to wear to a wedding when you don't want to wear a long dress, you don't want to wear a short dress?
If I'm honest,
right?
Do you know what I would do if I was in your situation?
You're going to do like a suit situation.
I'm just going to get a breezy suit from Zara. Mm. And that is that. Get a cute little bag.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put on a nice little...
Almost what we're wearing today.
I'm literally wearing...
We're in like linen suits today.
Absolutely. This is an ASOS Man's suit. Mm. I've got trousers on from ASOS Man. It's fine. You can buy trousers from the men's section. You just got to look at the waist size.
Right.
Because all men's trousers are on the waist size. Just pick your fucking waist size and your leg length. Mm. Super chill. Mm. So I've got on these men's like super breezy linen like stone wash trousers and a matching blazer, which is super breezy. You could put on a cute little top from Zara, like maybe a linen one with a bit of tittage or something like that.
And then go for it with the jewellery.
Absolutely.
Get your best jewellery on.
Gold hoops.
Hair and makeup.
Power suit.
Nice heels.
Absolutely.
Maybe a little statement bag and you look so put together.
A little bright coloured bag. Let's say you went for like maybe a white suit, get a little orange bag, orange shoe moment, beautiful tan, gold jewelry, you sort it.
Yeah. Even just like a beautiful maybe shirt dress.
Oh.
Some strappy heels. Because that's floaty, it's loose, strappy heels.
If you're wanting to do short, if it's hot, just get yourself an oversized blazer.
Yeah. Cute,
maybe do like a pink or an orange blazer or a blue blazer.
Yeah.
Get a nice strappy heel and you're so comfy. You've got room to eat because it's, you know, baggy. Just put on a little pair
of
booty shorts.
Smart.
Very smart, sophisticated, not too try hard. Mm. Sorted.
Yeah.
Did you go on Zara? Just type in oversized blazer, get a men's blazer or a women's one. You're sorted.
Oh, I want to go to a wedding.
Oh, I want to go to a wedding so bad. Are you mad?
Fuck.
Oh, not, no one. Oh, no. A few people we know are getting engaged. But like, it's like with the COVID thing, it's like, when are these weddings happening, you know? Mm. Get married, Soph.
Should I?
Oh, I'd love that. I'd just almost for, like, for, oh, because I think when it's my, just for a giggle. Mm.
Just,
shits and
just so we can all get dressed.
Divorced. Get it annulled.
Yeah. Get it annulled.
I'd love that. I'd love the pressure of it not being my wedding, but being there. But still,
I can't wait to go to your wedding. Yeah, like, I haven't really got the stress. I'm just like, there to enjoy myself.
If you were getting married, I'd still be able to fully immerse myself in the wedding planning process.
Right.
But it's not my wedding.
Yeah. So you haven't got the stress.
I've not got the direct stress. Mm. I've got your secondhand stress. Mm. Thing is, like, I've probably got stress, but it's not my wedding day stress.
You don't feel the same pressure because it's not your wedding.
Because it's not everyone looking at me. It's everyone looking at you. Right. That's going to be the worst part for me. Everyone looking at me
walking down the aisle.
I hate that. Honestly, there's only going to be like 5 people at my wedding anyway. Who the hell knows like 250 people to invite to their wedding?
I feel like a lot of people, when they have a massive wedding, it's almost off of like, it's like, because isn't it traditionally your mum and dad invite the people, invite the guests?
Oh yeah.
So for them it's like, well, we have to invite these people
and
the extended family, because like, if it was me, I'm inviting you, that's about it.
Lydia,
my soon to be husband, my brother.
Any friends he's got.
Mum can come along. That's about
friends.
It.
That's but my worst fear.
I feel like sometimes like, well, the family and then this and this.
How
and
embarrassing
this.
If our fiance has like millions of friends. We've literally got 5. He's like, I've got to bring
when I was on a
Ben
date,
and Sam.
When I was on a date, this guy was like, yeah, so my friends are weekend. There was about 40 of us. I thought,
that's disgusting.
And I said, I literally got one friend. I was like, well, how do you know all these friends? Like, I've got blame. One, maybe two at a push.
The thing is with that many friends, I just simply cannot keep up.
Can't keep up.
Like, there's no way I'll be able to communicate with half of you, a quarter of you.
Mm-mm.
Like, how?
I think those
even
massive,
group chats.
I think those massive groups happen more with males.
Right.
Because they're not texting and checking in all the time. It's like, yeah, I'll see you. Like, yeah, he's a good, blah, 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 blah. Whereas girls' friendships, I feel like, can be more in, you know...
Yeah.
What's the word? Like tight knit. Whereas boys are more like, they have more, well, this is general. They have more like friends they don't speak to
but
every
they
day.
Just, they like, just bump into.
They're just part of a bigger group, aren't they?
Guys are just different in many other ways.
Mm.
Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. And that is a fact. Just keep on moving
through the beat. Okay, last dilemma. Sleeping with a friendship group member dilemma.
God, always a tough one, hey?
Do you cross that line? Do you cross that line?
The only issue is that then you've got to meet up with them like the next weekend with your friends.
You can never go back either.
You can't. get away from the fact of seeing them, you know?
So last summer, I moved to a new city and ended up in a tight-knit friendship group that included a boy that I had previously slept with and had exchanged multiple messages.
Okay, so you'd already talked to him before. Right. Okay.
We continued to be friends, occasionally sleeping together once or twice when drunk.
Right.
Up until the start of 2021, when we started sleeping together and seeing each other regularly.
Cute.
At first, I was really apprehensive as I didn't want things to be awkward for the group. Right. But it ended up with us seeing each other more than I first expected. And of course, feelings got involved.
Yeah, of course.
We message every day and see each other a couple of times a week.
Cute.
Now, I feel like we've both realised that feelings are involved.
Okay.
So we've both backed off slightly.
Oh, what's to be scared of?
And discussed how we both don't want a relationship.
Oh, guys.
But we do like each other.
Guys.
However, this has made me unsure where I stand. I feel like we get on so well as friends, as well as romantically.
Right.
But if we don't want a relationship, is there any point in continuing and possibly ruining the friendship we have?
Guys.
But I really do like him and feel an attraction between us is hard to ignore. I don't know whether we should just continue seeing each other casually and nothing ever happen with the worry of either of us eventually getting with someone else.
Right.
Or do I call it off and stay completely as friends with no sleeping together or dates until I'm sure I'm ready for something more serious to happen and hope that when it happens, he's also in the same place.
Aww.
Any help would be appreciated as I can't discuss this with anyone due to the tight-knit group.
Why does this feel like a love story to me? Like, it sounds like you clearly can't stay away from each other.
This is the problem with sleeping with friends and just sleeping with people casually in general,
regularly,
especially when it's someone
when you actually get
in
on
your friendship group.
The thing is, with casually sleeping with someone, you need to sleep with someone who you know for a fact you would not want to have a relationship
like
with.
You literally take them from, you think they're fit, but like, but he's got so many
qualities
that I don't like.
Yeah.
My friends hate him or whatever. Like, he's not a part of your circle.
You need to find someone that you are sexually compatible with, but not compatible in any other sort of way.
That is the only way a friends with benefits casual thing is going to work and you're not going to get your heart broken.
That's how you keep your feelings in check.
Right.
And you almost know, you sleep with other girls. I don't care because I just want to sleep with him.
Mm.
And that's all I want to do.
That's all I see him as.
So you've kind of got yourself into a bad situation.
And the trouble also now with you guys, like when you just like casually seeing someone, if neither of you want a relationship, it's like, where does this go? And it gets to that point of like, where's this going? Like, when's it going to end or when's it going to stop?
Begin.
Like,
we both are going to take this on.
Right. Like, we both enjoy each other. We both like what we've got. But, like, it's almost like we've hit the ceiling with it. Like, there's no future here. Neither of us want this to progress. So it's like, it just keeps on going on for a period of time. Or when does it come to an end?
Then is it going to stop?
You're kind of in a weird limbo.
The thing is, like, you're right. You've both admitted that you've got feelings for each other. You're seeing each other regularly. You can't stop seeing each other because you're in fucking tight knit friendship group. The issue is here is that, okay, so even if you say like, okay, let's just call it quits now,
I know when you're going to be like,
yeah, but even that, like, what's he going to do? Like, start snogging a girl, you're going to start crying on a night out. Then here we go. And then what? The next night out, you're going to snog a guy.
He's going to
get all
off.
Angry and pissed off. Now you're in this situation where you can't even have a good time with him.
Right.
Because you can't be free and single.
I do think when he's a bit naive to think that we can just be friends.
No.
That line has been well and truly crossed.
Now you are involved.
Right.
You can't just snap your fingers and go, okay, we're just friends now.
No, it's not going
to
work.
And expect to go on nights out and all sorts. And
it'd
be normal.
Work.
It's just not. Logistically and scientifically, it's not
going to
work, especially when he starts going on dates with other girls. And your mates, because you're all in this group, are being like, oh yeah, Brian's going on a date with this girl called Sally. Do you know about her? Then your feelings are getting hurt. You're getting upset. You don't want to hang out with the friends. You're getting really worked up. And then you're thinking, I need to go out with someone. And you're thinking, oh no, but I actually love Brian now. I realise I want to be with Brian. Right? That's what's going to happen.
I feel like you need to have a conversation with him and be like, look,
I'm serious.
Let's think about this logistic. Like, I know we're both saying that we don't want a relationship.
But could it work?
We
seem to be inseparable.
I'm sorry, but you're in a relationship already.
Pretty much.
This
you're not
title,
seeing anyone else.
Right.
So.
You're sleeping together. You have a good... And also, the best basis,
you're hanging out.
The best foundation of a good relationship is an amazing friendship.
Right.
So you'd have a very successful relationship.
Absolutely.
You're already in a relationship. You're getting so caught up with, oh, but this
there's
and this
no
and this
drama
and that.
Right now. It sounds pretty good to me.
Right.
I mean,
why don't you just continue where it's going and just be like, look, like if we can like be like we're exclusive, like we're only seeing each other,
right.
Like we've got a good friendship. Like, look, we don't have to put labels and get serious about it. But if both of us enjoy what's happening,
right.
Why don't we just keep going and see what happens?
The fact is if, right. If you are not okay with the idea of him dating other people and sleeping with other people, and he's not okay with the idea of you going off and dating and sleeping with other people,
right.
If you're both not okay with that, then just crack on.
Crack
okay?
on.
Okay? But if you can sit there and say, look, if Brian slept with another girl and I saw him in front of my face kiss another
fine.
Girl, I'd be fine, then brilliant.
Then brilliant, go separate ways
then go
and
separate
be friends.
Ways. But if you can't tell me you'd be okay with that, just crack on. Just see what's
going
to happen,
keep
please.
Keep going.
And look, sometimes you've got to take a risk. Yeah, you don't want a boyfriend, but you're having a great time with this guy.
Why bring it to an end?
That's
what
I'm saying. Just
for
keep,
what?
Thing is, like, you both can't deny it. Like, it's only going to get worse if you start trying to deny it now, and then it's going to get so much messier, and both of your feelings are going to get so hurt.
I think just try and enjoy it. Look, this is supposed to be fun. You found a lovely thing. Like,
right.
You found a romantic connection with a friend.
It's beautiful.
Like, don't put that in the bin.
Right.
For what? Because you don't
for
want a
what?
Boyfriend.
Yeah,
get
a grip.
Yourself.
Get a grip. None of us want a boyfriend, but here we are, okay?
here we fucking are,
okay?
You've got this.
You've got this. Honestly, it sounds beautiful to me. I think just fall in love and have a fire.
I think enjoy it. Yeah, just see where it goes. All right, guys. On that note, thank you so much for listening.
Woo!
Let's finish on a quote, as always. Okay, we have another one of these 8 points. You know how we have these little 8 points.
Oh, I love these. Right, everyone, close your eyes.
And this one is a guide to self awareness.
Okay, closing my eyes. I'm actually just going to listen here and zone out.
Number one.
Okay.
Your past experiences are shaping your perception of this present moment.
Correct.
Ask yourself, am I seeing this situation for what it is, or am I viewing it through the lens of an insecurity?
Wow.
Fucking hell. These are fantastic.
That one hit me.
Number two. Okay. Other people's past are shaping their perception of you. If what they're projecting onto you doesn't resonate, don't internalize it. Their issues aren't always about you.
Right.
Number three, sometimes it is about you. Ask yourself, have multiple people given me similar criticism? What
right.
could they be noticing in me that I can't see in myself?
Right. Sometimes you go self-reflect.
Number four, remember, we all have emotional blind spots or harmful behaviors that unintentionally hurt the people around us.
Right.
Being open to unflattering feedback helps us grow into better versions of ourselves.
True.
Number five.
Hard pill to swallow, but...
Yeah. When you've been told you've hurt someone, believe them, whether it was intentional on your end or not.
Yeah. Because their feelings are valid.
Mm-hmm. Number six. Judge your emotions less. Reflect on them more. Understanding where they stem from will allow you to observe your emotions rather than getting absorbed by them. So almost finding the pinpoint.
So almost just like not... Yeah.
Number seven. Avoid the temptation to make choices that are familiar... but no longer serve you.
Oh,
shit. Ask yourself, is this really what I want or is it just what I know?
That one's a good one.
Oh.
That one hit us.
Okay, last one. The more you know someone, the better you can love them. Same goes with yourself.
Oh.
Continue to get to know yourself on a deeper level. Not just who you are today, but who you are becoming.
Oh, and on that note,
that's guys,
gorgeous.
Thank you so much
thank
for listening.
You everyone.
We're back next Wednesday with some boy talk. Email your dilemmas,
indeed.
As always, to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Also, something is coming to the girls' bathroom at the girls' bathroom. It might have a new kind of look over there, but go check it out.
Go and have a look. Let's know what you think.
Love you.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Have an amazing week. See you next,
see you
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip? elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.